Chris Coleman of Tech Sideline, picking his brain on a number of things. Now here's the other Chris, other most famous Chris of the internet world, recruiting reporter for thesaber.com and techsideline.com, Mr. Flexible. We appreciate you going later tonight. Chris Horn, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Hey, Chris mentioned something, and again, I drove all afternoon and I'm just figuring out how to work Mac's computer, but you know, I'm always kidding. How soon are we going to hear about a commitment? He said Virginia may have gotten one.
Right. It appears Virginia landed a commitment out of Woodside High School by the name of Jared Dietrich, who's a 6'2", 230-pound linebacker recruit, and it seems like he's a pretty athletic recruit. I spoke to Coach Danny Dotson from Woodside a few days ago about Jared, and Jared's getting a number of 1A interest, obviously, until he just committed to Virginia, but very good athlete, is going to participate in track this year. He's going to be a four-year starter in his senior year, I guess, will be his fourth year starting on a varsity level. Going to be projecting probably as an inside linebacker in Virginia's 3-4 defense, but certainly a good pickup for Virginia. And I believe Mike London, who is the new defensive coordinator, is the main recruiter there, so that would be a nice start for him getting back into the swing of things there in Charlottesville.
Is that Virginia's first commitment? I have not even kept up with Virginia recruiting.
It is the first one, in kind of similar way, similar fashion to what the way they started off in 2006 class, and they landed, except it wasn't in-state, they actually landed a linebacker from the state of New Jersey by the name of George Johnson, and he was actually an outside guy. So they did same linebacker, I guess, position, but different positions within the linebacker position. So, but it certainly seems like Jared's very, very solid kid for Virginia.
I'm curious, was it 2 years ago that Virginia had like 800 commitments before the summer, and Tech limped into the season with only four, and a lot of Tech people were freaking out, but funny thing, by signing day, it all evened out, which Frank Beamer said it would. Was that 2 years ago or 3 years ago?
Yeah, that was the 2005 class, and not this class,
okay.
Not the 2006, so the previous class. Virginia had about 17, I believe, by the end of July, which was certainly an amazing number, and the key in recruiting, certainly the key thing to remember is always just wait till signing day and then really, really make your judgments then, because so many things can happen throughout the whole process. And you and I have spoken about a number of things, such as decommitments and commitments and all those types of things. And anything can really happen up until signing day. So that's really kind of the best day to really make kind of judgments on how everything's going and how the class shaped up. But
you actually signed on the dotted line.
Exactly right. And once they sign that letter of intent, then it's then they're all set to go, and you know what you got. So that's definitely my advice for sure.
Yeah. Well, I hope no Tech fans go off the deep end with this. Oh my gosh, they got one. We don't. You know, did the coaching changes? You know, not up and running yet. Virginia got their new coaches in place early. It's March 1st. Can you believe it's already been a month since signing day? Where does time go?
I know.
Weren't we just talking signing day, and now it's a new month?
It goes fast. It seems like signing day was yesterday, and it's been a month. So, but since recruiting never stops, as today certainly proves.
I want to talk about one of your updates before we go to break, Chris, and then we come back, talk to a few more, because you've been busy. Again, it never stops. You've had all kinds of updates, but one of the most recent ones you posted today concerned, you know, for Richmond area listeners, Metoka High, which had a couple of All-Metro guys and a wide receiver named Chris Bird and running back named Patrick Mills, both back next year. And they figure to be pretty high-level recruits. Is that correct?
Well, Chris Bird, certainly, and I spoke to head coach Pat Manuel, and Coach Manuel was telling me that Virginia Tech have offered, if a written offer is not there, it certainly should be on the way. Based on what he heard from the coaches at Virginia Tech. So Chris Bird, who's a 6'1", 180-pound, plays wide receiver, and he plays safety as well. He got more recognition as a wide receiver. You mentioned first team Richmond Times' Fast All-Metro. He had 44 catches last season, 5 touchdowns. Unfortunately, he broke his collarbone in the playoffs, so he didn't get a chance to play in the state semifinal game against Stonebridge. But a very, very solid prospect, and he also plays basketball, and he's a very good athlete. Patrick Mills, in terms of top 1A interest, I know there was some concern on Coach Manuel's part just in terms of Patrick's size. He's only 5'8", 170 pounds. So He could be a player that could go low Division 1A or possibly 1AA, but he's just based on his skills, he has very, very good speed, is a sub or around a 4.4 40 guy, has been very productive, made Richmond Times-Dispatch All-Metro team, second team actually his sophomore season, and then moved up to first team this year, rushed for 1,500 yards both seasons. Is a pretty big part of what Matilica likes to do on offense, as is Chris Burrett. But Patrick Mills, certainly size is not a great indicator in terms of the type of player he is, just a very good player and very, very productive player, which certainly helped Matilica this year. But of the two prospects, probably Chris Burrett is the one to keep an eye out in terms of the high 1A interest, and it appears he is going to get some offers from Virginia Tech pretty soon.
Interesting that Pat Manuel, I covered him, who was the Matilica coach, I covered him when he was a high school player at Midlothian, and now he's a coach at one of the best programs in the state. Boy, does that make me feel old. He's done a pretty nice job.
Right.
If somebody mentioned, I can't remember which Farrier, there's been two, but James plays for the Steelers, right?
Yep, James plays for the Steelers, and he also had younger brother Matt, who attended the University of Florida. I'm not sure exactly where Matt is. I thought he was on a practice squad somewhere in the NFL, but he didn't have the same kind of success as his brother did, certainly in college and in the pros.
Back when I covered, back when Pat was playing for Midlothian, Matilica always had a great program too. I mean, it's kind of hidden back there in Chesterfield County, but they do a good job with the football players. Another guy that I'm real interested in hearing about, earlier this week he wrote about Patrick Henry Ashland, is DJ Thomas, whose first official scholarship offer came last week, Virginia Tech. But that doesn't mean he's going to be a Hokie. A lot of people are going to get in on him, aren't they?
Well, I think DJ is an interesting prospect. He's 5'9", about 170 pounds, I believe. He earned Richmond Times-Dispatch first team All-Metro honors as a utility player, and he's probably being recruited as an athlete. He's got good speed. He was timed in the Army All-American Junior Combine about 4.5 in the 40, maybe a little bit above 4.5. But ran pretty well. He runs track, runs the 55 meters and the indoor track, and does outdoor track as well. So he certainly has good speed. And he at the cornerback position last year, this past season, he had an amazing 9 interceptions, which is definitely certainly an astounding number, especially at the cornerback position. He rushed for about over 1,300 yards. From the tailback position, but on the next level, he probably is going to end up probably as an all-purpose back, which he also does catch the ball out of the backfield for Patrick Henry, wide receiver, or probably defensive back somewhere. But certainly a very versatile prospect who's working hard on and off the field to improve some things. So we'll see what happens with that in terms of the amount of interest that he gets. Obviously, Virginia Tech really liked what they saw. I know the University of Maryland coach that was talking with a Patrick Henry assistant really liked what he saw of DJ on the film when he came to review that as well. And the University of Virginia is interested as well. So a lot of local schools are showing some interest at this point, and Virginia Tech obviously thought enough of him to go ahead and be the first one to offer. And he certainly has a lot of skills that you want on that next level.
Well, the old-timers in Richmond who may have read your update will certainly remember you mentioned the Maryland coach who's recruiting him. That's Tom Bratton, who was the assistant coach the head coach at your alma mater, Lloyd Byrd, the first year it opened.
Ah.
And he moved from there to Highland Springs High School to replace the legendary Al Rinaldi. And I've told this story before on the Tech Beat, but I'm going to repeat it again because it's one of my more embarrassing moments. I had torn up my knee playing softball. I wasn't much of an athlete. Should have been out there anyway. And was flat on my back and in an immobilizer, could barely move at all. I was in agony when I got word that he was changing jobs. So I got him on the phone, and I'm writing upside down on my back saying, now talk real slow. And I ended up getting the quote-unquote scoop while injured, one of the proudest moments of my life. He went to Highland Springs for a while, and he eventually ended up going to William & Mary as an assistant and would have probably been the head coach there. You're probably too young to remember, but in 1990, Jimmy Laycock accepted the Boston College job and then turned it down the next morning. Had a change of heart, probably for family reasons, but I was real curious to see where that would have gone. Tom Bratton might have been the next head coach at William & Mary, and then who knows where fate would have taken him. He ended up going to Northwestern. He did some time at Stanford, then he ended up back at Maryland when Ralph Friedgen came, a real good guy and a heck of a recruiter. He's done a nice job for Maryland. But moving on, enough about that. This one really intrigued me, Chris Horn. You had an update about Stonebridge, and Tech fans know Stonebridge produced Ed Wang, who will be
right.
a redshirt freshman tight end here, who figures to play a lot next year. This just made me feel so old. You wrote about a kid, and when I said in the intro to the show, with you know, not only next year's recruiting class beyond, this kid is a 2008 signing class prospect. Jaron, I don't know how he pronounces it. Here's the key.
Yep.
Gavea. Kurt Gavea, the former Redskin, has a kid old enough now to be recruited. Seems like yesterday he was playing for the Redskins, but sounds like his kid's quite a player.
Yeah, absolutely, and I certainly remember Kurt Gavea and his Redskins days as well. So that's it is pretty neat. You know, his son's is a real player. He's he earned first team All-State honors both by the AP and by the VHSCA, the coaches association. All-State honors at the defensive back position. Has really had a very good season this past year. Had about 84 tackles, five interceptions, including one which he returned for a touchdown. And apparently he's just a fantastic player to watch. He's always around the ball. Made a lot of plays, and you can expect him to do more of the same over the next 2 years. And just in the early going, he's certainly a player to watch in the 2008 class. And has got certainly those good bloodlines, and I'm sure both Virginia and Virginia Tech will try to get on him as soon as they can. So a very, very good prospect, and among a few that Stonebridge has. Stonebridge had a very good season this past year, made it to the state, the Division V Triple A state championship game, lost to Hampton, who has 2007, one of maybe the top player in the state, Tyrod Taylor, at quarterback. But played pretty well, and they actually played Matoaka in the semifinals and won that game pretty handily. So a very talented team, and Gavea is certainly one of the players to watch. As are Andrew Nuss, who's an offensive lineman who actually has an offer from Virginia Tech, as well as Maryland and West Virginia, and I believe Virginia has offered as well now. And another player, the quarterback, Terrence Glenn. Who's maybe more of an athlete, and his size may hinder him in terms of the 1A interest, but certainly a player that played well for them as a dual threat player, ran for over 1,000 yards this past season as a junior. So, but Andrew Nuss could be a player to watch. As I mentioned, he's an offensive lineman, defensive lineman, 6'6", 280 pounds, and he expressed interest in Virginia Tech before the offer came along, and I'm sure. Having Ed Wang on the team, and you mentioned that he's going to see some playing time next year, I'm sure that could not hurt Virginia Tech's chances. And it's certainly a pretty good sign when Andrew was showing some interest in Virginia Tech before he got the offer, and we'll see if he's going to make a decision anytime soon, or Coach Mickey Thompson expects him to make a decision sometime around the summertime. But we'll see. It's certainly a very talented team to watch, and I'm looking forward to getting that film and to watching all three of those kids up close.
The Redskin pipeline. Everybody, we've talked before about Highland Springs pipelines or this pipeline or that pipeline, but as of right now, and I'm still considering Blake Warren, even though he's out of eligibility, it's the current school year. There's five former Redskin kids in this program, if you count Bo Warren, who just signed. Don Warren's three sons have been involved. Of course, next year only Brett and Bo will be here. And then Russ Grimm's two sons are here, so there's definitely a Redskin pipeline coming down this trail. Of course, UVA and Ahmad Brooks also has this son of a former Redskin, although I'm still not sure if he's on that team or not. Until my paper, I tell you, Jeff White, you know, my colleague there, and I'm
right.
not just stumping for our paper. He is the best in the world, and when he says he's gone, that's when I'm going to believe he's gone.
Right.
He had something in another one of your updates that has nothing to do with recruiting. We'll get to the recruiting part. But you're talking about Kempsville's great class for next year, and it's why Coach Jeff McGowan's excited about the 2006 season. Kempsville missed out on a playoff berth after losing a coin toss.
Right.
How many tiebreakers do you have to go through before you get to a coin toss? And how much does it stink to have your playoffs fate decided by a coin rolling through the air and whether it comes down heads or tails? I mean, every tiebreaker in every situation has when all else fails. But there's like 700 things that have to happen. How do you get a coin toss? Man, that's got to stink.
Yeah, I know. It's I didn't go in depth with Coach McGowan. I know he was disappointed about the coin flip, but I guess once it gets to that point, you kind of it's frustrating. It's totally out of your hands at that point.
And, yeah, because you can't have a pre-playoff playoff. There's not time to do that. It's just
exactly.
Holy moly, man, that would be my luck. I'd finally coach a team that's good enough to make the playoffs, and I wouldn't get in because of a coin flip. But anyway,
right.
Sounds like with the class he's got, that shouldn't be a problem next year. Tell us a little bit about all those Kempsville kids.
Oh, right. Coach McGowan certainly is a good coach, and very excited about next year, especially after the coin flip. Looking forward to not needing the coin flip next year and to making the playoffs. And he has some talent returning in terms of his 2007 kids. You start off with Jay Smith, who's a wide receiver, 6'2", 195 pounds. He's got good size, so you think he may play defensive back as well, but he actually only plays wide receiver right now. Had a very good junior season, has really improved. Coach McGowan says over the course of his career, has official offers from Virginia and NC State, and Coach McGowan expects Virginia Tech will offer as well. Smith could be a player that could play, move to the defensive backfield as well this year, in addition to playing receiver, but right now I think all the teams like him as a receiver, kind of a physical type receiver. So it seems like he has a really good work ethic, spends a lot of time working on his routes and things like that. So it sounds like he's a solid player and solid leader heading into next year. Running back Kevin Simmons, who's actually the brother of Devion Simmons, who actually signed with Virginia Tech, but unfortunately never made it to Virginia Tech.
Now he's at Kempsville, not Lansdowne.
You're exactly right. Devion was at Lansdowne, and Kevin's at Kempsville. Kevin's a big-time playmaker for them. 5'9", 180 pounds, a big-time running back. He's as a sophomore and a junior, had really outstanding seasons. He's another player who kind of has some off-the-field things to work out as well, but is working hard. I know Coach McGowan told me that he feels he's coming around and really starting to get it as well at this point. But very talented player. A kid who Coach McGowan was telling me that was interesting, that really breaks away from people on the field, but off the field may not be the best combine tester. But certainly his productivity, he had 19 touchdowns this past year, speaks for itself. And then a few other players as well, Lester Bell, who's a cornerback prospect for Coach McGowan, as well as Trenton Hughes, who is 5'11", 170 pounds, actually played linebacker this past season, but is probably going to move to the defensive backfield. I know Coach McGowan told me that Virginia Tech has expressed some interest in Lester Bell, who he says runs in the 4.4s and the 40 and is very fast and played cornerback this past season. And Trenton Hughes is getting some interest from the University of Virginia. And Coach McGowan has just recently sent out some film to Virginia and Virginia Tech, as well as a number of other schools, so he's expecting to hear back and get a lot of get a lot more interest in some of his kids. But certainly definitely a talented group coming back, and I'm sure they'll be motivated, especially after the coin toss didn't go their way this year.
Yeah, I mean, God, you kick yourself all the offseason. Oh, I should have said head. I mean, holy moly. I'm really interested in how that now, somebody told me, it may have been Brian Steinspring. You know, in fact, I remember now in football season him talking about this, because there was the Lansdowne forfeit situation that got overturned.
Mm-hmm.
Am I correct so far?
Yes.
So that changed the point scale. And threw it into this tiebreaker. And they went right down the list on every one of the tiebreakers. And it was whoop, even, whoop, even, whoop, even, whoop, even. And then they ended up having to flip this coin.
Yep.
Man, that would drive me absolutely up a wall. Now, next time when we have you on, and now, oh, I do want to say this, and this will be good news for you, I guess, because you can rest your vocal cords, but we will have you on, and definitely our final show. Next week, there will be no TechSideline.com recruiting report, because we're going to do completely ACC basketball tournament preview. So in 2 weeks, when you're back, we're going to look around the outside of the state, because you've done some updates on kids who are not in Virginia who are going to be prospects for the Virginia schools. But I got a question before I let you go tonight, Chris.
Sure.
You don't rank as early. Doug Dowdy of the Roanoke Times does a ranking of the juniors, and we've talked about his list before, you and I, and Doug does an outstanding job with his recruiting coverage, too. So that's a pretty good starting point. Now, you don't rank until right before the season, right? You do a preseason and then a postseason, correct?
Actually, I do a pre-summer.
Ah, so, what will that be?
So I do one in late May, early June. Before the summer, obviously, and then a preseason one, and then a postseason one.
Okay, so you'll have one out soon.
Yep.
I'm sure you've thought about it, and I'm not going to hold you to it. You know, you have the prerogative to change your mind. But if you had to guess right now, if I said right now I need that list before the show's over, who'd be number one?
In my opinion, just based off what I've seen so far, it would probably be Tyrod Taylor, and given he's the outstanding quarterback out of Hampton. A dual threat quarterback, and obviously Hampton and that area are definitely known for their dual threat quarterbacks. And Tyrod's one of the best, and I'd have to put him at number one right now. But that's before I've had a chance to see a ton of hopefully what will be a ton of film and check everything out. But if I had to say, I think Tyrod Taylor would probably be a safe choice.
Well, we won't hold you to that, but we'll be watching for that. We'll let you change your mind, but you know. I think a whole lot of people are going to be real interested in Tyrod before it's done.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to note, again, I hope before I leave town on this trip, I have yet to talk to or meet Kirk Newsom myself. But I understand he and Hampton coach Mike Smith, and this is interesting because Mike's a pretty competitive guy, and guys who compete year in, year out, tooth and nail, they sometimes butt heads because Mike's very competitive. Coach Newsom coached down there for a long time. I understand he and Coach Smith have a very good relationship. But I also understand, you know, we've talked about this, I believe it was 2 years ago, that the whatever you want to call it, the Hampton Virginia Tech thing is kind of cool now. Todd
right.
Nolan signed here and will be part of this year's recruiting class, even though he signed last year and had to go to prep school. But it can't hurt to have a guy like Kurt Newsom down there working with Mike Smith and Hampton High.
No, everything I've heard, I think Newsom is just, Virginia Tech was already solid in Tidewater, obviously, with the players that they've been able to land, and they just have a great relationship with a number of coaches. Obviously, Jim Cavanaugh has a great relationship with Coach D down there at Phoebus. And just and we've talked about it before just in terms of how good they've done in that area. But Newsom certainly just adds more to that mix, and I think he'll fit right in and probably add to it because I heard he has a tremendous amount of respect from the high school coaches in that area.